In a statement issued this evening, United Steelworkers Local 6500 says it is cautiously optimistic the 39 Totten mine workers stranded underground will be on the surface as soon as possible. The 39 miners have been stuck underground since Sunday afternoon after a scoop bucket that was being slung underground detached from the conveyance and became hung up in the shaft. As a result, the conveyance for transporting employees is unavailable, stated a memo from Gord Gilpin, head of mining with Vale's Ontario operations, that was obtained by Sudbury.com. Vale's mine rescue team, which includes members of Local 6500, are currently conducting rescue operations. The company said earlier today it expects to have the workers, all of whom are uninjured, both the union and Vale have stated, on surface sometime tonight. Cautiously optimistic, nevertheless, the local said it remains deeply concerned for the 39 miners, while being cautiously optimistic all of the workers will be safely evacuated as soon as possible. This is a very difficult time for these workers, their families and co-workers, and our thoughts are with them, said Local 6500 President Nick Larischel in a statement. Fortunately, no one has been physically injured in this incident. However, this is a very stressful and anxious time for the workers and their loved ones. Every effort is being made to ensure everyone is brought back to surface safely and as quickly as possible. Of the 39 miners, 30 are Local 6500 members. The company hasn't provided any information about the remaining nine. Vale said after the shaft became blocked, workers went to their refuge stations and have been in frequent communication with the surface ever since. In the statement, Local 6500 said the refuge stations are equipped with a significant supply of water. As well, the mine rescue teams delivered food to the 39, as well as medication for certain workers. Long ladder climb ahead. The task to get them back to surface involves exiting the mine via secondary egress ladder system, with the support of Vale's mine rescue team. The company hasn't confirmed the depth the miners are at, nor to what depth they must climb before they can be safely transported to the surface. The wife of one of the stranded miners spoke with Sudbury.com reporter Heidi Ulrichsen this afternoon. The woman, who asked not to be named, said in phone calls with her husband he told her the miners, with the aid of Vale's mine rescue team, need to climb from their current location at the 3,150-foot level of the mine to the 650-foot level of the mine, where they can take a cage lift to the surface. Vale later said the workers were located at various refuges between 900 and 1,200 meters below surface, 2,900 feet to 3,900 feet approximately. I'm a little anxious right now, she said. It's really nerve-wracking to know that they're underground, and they have no food. They haven't eaten since yesterday. Mine Rescue brought them protein bars and candy bars for food. The conditions there are not great. They're sleeping in boardroom chairs. Were the workers to climb 2,500 feet, it would be the equivalent of climbing to the top of the CN Tower 1.5 times, bearing in mind the workers will be climbing a ladder, not stairs. The miners and mine rescuers will have a chance to rest every 100 feet or so. Larischel said the union and the company are working closely together on the rescue effort, adding the union has faith in the skills of the mine's rescue personnel. We are working closely with Vale management and our highly trained mine rescue personnel, which includes Local 6,500 members, he said. We are confident in their abilities to deal with these types of incidents. We will continue to work diligently until everyone returns to surface. Located about 40 kilometers west of Copper Cliff near the small community of Worthington, Totten Mine employs about 200 people. Opened in 2014, copper, nickel, and other precious metals are mined at the site.